This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Top of the morning to you. We're Grant and Danny, and on this Tuesday, with November 21 days old and the Redskins 3 days away from another football game, we welcome you in on 106.7 The Fan. Big news of the morning. By way of yesterday's announcement, Terrell Pryor's season is over. His career in Washington very likely over as well. The 28-year-old is having foot surgery, being placed on injured reserve. His final game on the field for the Redskins will go down as a 2-catch, 17-yard performance against the Seahawks. His only season with the Redskins, which started with a lot of Snapchat and YouTube videos of him working out in the offseason.
The workouts, man.
20 catches, 37 targets, 240 yards, and one long touchdown against Kansas City where he got away with a push-off. Terrell Pryor, boys and girls, it's all over. I feel bad that he got hurt, number one.
Yep.
My thoughts would be wherever you go next year, just catch the football when it's thrown to you, and you'll probably have a lot more success. You're very raw. Do not think and act like you've arrived. Do not yell at people when they ask you questions about still developing as a pass catcher because – you are tuna that has not been cooked.
Seems like a nice guy.
You're an appetizer at Yard House.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Yeah, seems like a nice dude in a lot of ways. And I like that he stood up and was accountable for not being productive.
Yeah, I like the dude.
Does that make any sense? Like, I like my first choice is be productive. That's always my first choice. Be productive and we can deal with all the histrionics and whatever else.
DeSean Jackson.
I'm always choosing be productive. But if you're not productive, I appreciate that a couple times he, like, directly apologized, like, would answer questions about not being productive, and it kind of explained why he wasn't productive or whatever. I guess that's the next best thing. It's a distant next best, and it's exasperating, especially in my own frustration. Really, it's selfish because I bought in. It's almost like I feel cheated. I feel lied to. Like, when I read a million words about the Devin Thomas-Malcolm Kelly combo and how great everyone looked in the offseason and best shape of their life, whatever— it's not Malcolm Kelly's fault that he stunk. It's not Malcolm Kelly's fault that he has degenerate knees that he should have been drafted. It's not Devin Thomas's fault that he wanted to be a model more than a football player. I guess that is. But you see my point.
I don't even know if it was a model. Remember, he also wanted to be a rapper at one point. He was in some song with Nicki Minaj or something.
Yeah, just shirtless, looking nice. I'd take my shirt off a lot, too, if I look like that. But so I almost, it's my own feeling of being cheated. Does that make sense? Like, I feel lied to. I read the best shape of my life articles. I read that he looks great in the offseason. I read that. So now I believed it.
Well,
I
here's
believed
what we now know. We now know that all of the discussion about his 70 catches and his 1,000 yards in Cleveland, when we asked the question, was it just that someone had to catch the ball there? And did he catch 70 balls because he got 140 targets, or did he get 140 targets because he runs good routes and he gets open and he's hard to cover because he's big and fast?
Not that one.
The answer is he just isn't that good. And hopefully, as he heals, he will have the best years of his career in the next few seasons somewhere. I will be rooting for the guy. Luckily, I will no longer have to rely on him to catch passes thrown directly to his hands, because that was as maddening and infuriating as any task while watching Redskins games this season. Speaking of the Redskins, it's Tuesday, which means Redskins Survivor. Go to Facebook.com/Grant and Danny to cast your votes today. You guys know the drill. We've done this now for a couple of seasons and 10 games this year. You vote one Redskin immune this coming week based on a standout performance who had the best day. You vote one Redskin off of the island for struggling and performing poorly. Again, Facebook.com/Grant and Danny. We started the season with 17 players, 8 on offense, 8 on defense, 1 on special teams. There are now 10 Redskins remaining, and there will only be one at the end of the year. So we'll update you on who's available, and we'll give you our votes later in the show. But go to Facebook.com/Grant and Danny. All the info is there for you at the top of our page. Give us a like and cast your votes. Let's start the show this way. I saw a story this morning that Redskins tickets against the Giants are going for a cheaper internet value than should ever be the case. Do you have any idea how cheap you can get a Redskins ticket to Thursday night's game right now?
Cheapest I saw was $8.
I saw $7 this morning.
Whoa.
$7 on one of the secondary markets. Now, in the interest of being as accurate as possible, I will note that that is a standing room only ticket, whatever that gets you. I think it gets you into the top of the stadium to like hang out in the party decks, but I don't even know what standing room only really means. I don't care if you're sitting behind a pillar in the 400s facing the parking lot with a giant curtain hanging in front of you. You should not be able to get into an NFL game for a single-digit amount of money. I used to go to Orioles games at Camden Yards with my buddies. I turned 16 and was able to drive, and we'd drive up to OPCY in Baltimore a few times a week for home stands. Because it was baseball, and there's 81 home dates.
There's a lot of dates, yeah.
You could get into the game with the bleacher seats for $9, and that's what we did. We bought the cheapest ticket, and then we were the annoying kids that got kicked out of four or five seats over the course of the night who tried to move down and sit wherever we wanted, because that's how we did it. You should not be able to get into an NFL game. 8 home games over the course of a season, and 10 if you count the preseason, for $7. That is a debacle.
It's where we're at, and it's kind of what we called, I think. Starting a couple weeks ago with where this season was going. And there's a million reasons why we know them. And the first person that calls up and says, it's a transient market. Lots of people are from elsewhere. Like, please pipe down. Everyone knows, okay? I don't care about your take on that. I do know this. It's bad on paper. This is a terrible Giants team. This is a just okay Redskins team, as we've gone through a million times. They're not going anywhere this year. We all know that. And it's on Thanksgiving. What kind of lunatic? And the answer is probably 20-some thousand people is the answer to this. But what kind of lunatic says, I'm going to leave the comfort of my beautiful home or relative's home where all the food that I could ever want with all the starches and all the delicious sides, because that's really what the holiday is all about, and I'm going to drive and deal with the hellhole that is FedEx Field. Yeah. I'm going to leave Thanksgiving and go there? No.
I'm going to leave my family that's traveled to see me and go to the game. I understand why the turnout is going to be bad, and
yeah,
that's what I'm expecting. Luckily, the Giants are awful. They won their second game of the season this past week. Because if they were good, if they were Philadelphia, I mean, can you imagine if the Redskins were playing game 2 against the Eagles? Let's say they played the Giants in week 1, and this was the Eagles in town.
It'd be Eagles South, dude.
There would be 50,000 Eagles fans there and 25,000 Redskins fans, or something that embarrassing, in my opinion. I really believe that. Luckily, because the Giants are so bad, they're not going to be nearly as many Giants fans as there could be. But there's enough of those fans around here who got the tickets well in advance because it was a cool thing to do. Hey, Thanksgiving, they're going to be here. Let's spend the afternoon tailgating and frying turkeys at FedEx Field. Sounds great. Okay, cool. I'll get the tickets for you. There's going to be as many Giants fans or more there probably as Redskins fans.
It'll be a lot.
Some of this is on us, by the way. I do want to say that. We get yelled at all the time for quote-unquote fan shaming, whatever that means. And I have said after each of the last few home games, you guys deserve better. You guys did a good job. But they are not terrible. They aren't 2-8. They're 4-6, and they've beaten some teams they're supposed to, and they've lost to some really good teams, and they're playing a really competitive brand of football. And they were in really good shape, actually, coming back to take on the Minnesota Vikings a couple weeks ago when no one showed up for that game except for Vikings fans, if you remember.
Yeah.
So if you're a Redskins fan who goes to the game and does your part, and great, no one's talking to you. Just continue to live your life however you'd like to. But I'm not saying we should blame the fans for the atmosphere that's going to take place on Sunday. I am saying that they deserve partial blame, or at least this not being a great sports town deserves partial blame.
Yeah, it's part of it. It's in the pie.
They were just ranked. I've looked at 2 power rankings this morning from national analyses, and the Redskins were in like the 15 and 16 range in both of them. They are a middle-of-the-pack NFL team that if they get hot in the next half of their season, in the next 7 games or 8 games, whatever it is, to put, I guess it's 6 games now, sorry, to put the rest of their season in the complete column, they still have a shot at the postseason. They should win this game. This should be a game that's kind of a get right, hey, go hang 30 and win by 10, have a feel-good day. I understand it's Thanksgiving, but it wasn't Thanksgiving when the Vikings were in town overtaking the stadium a couple weeks ago. And it's not going to be Thanksgiving a couple weeks from now when the Cardinals are in town and it's the same damn thing.
Mm-hmm.
So we can pretend like it's just because it's the holiday. This is the norm now in the second half of seasons when the team isn't really good. And to me, that's disheartening. And it's not just because of the stadium's not good. It's also because people just don't like going to games that much around here for whatever reason. There are a lot of fan bases who better support average teams than we do in Washington. Period.
Yeah, I guess I'll agree with that, but I also understand every single person, because I'm one of them, that says I ain't going there.
But my point has always been, like, if all fans were like you, we'd be a really bad sports town, because nobody would go to games.
Well, I don't know that that's necessarily a prerequisite, is that everyone has to go to every game.
Okay, so we could just have empty stadiums?
Well, again, I think you could support a team and care about a team, be invested in a team, and read articles and
sure,
go to training camp.
Sure, but what if no one showed
up
at the games? How could you be a good sports town and not have people at games or not ever sell out?
But I'm saying the idea that if you don't go to a game, then you don't care about the team.
I didn't say that.
That's what I'm separating.
I'm saying we wouldn't be a great sports town because our attendance would be awful and our stadiums would be overtaken even more by other teams' fans.
That's already happened. But I think
even more if everyone thought like you and nobody went to the game.
I guess, but I'm thinking about something different. And I guess what I'm saying is I understand that if you're you have the 26 years of history. A breaking point happened a couple years ago, and this has been the trend. The arrow started pointing down, and there's nothing they can do to recover it. The hole has been dug, and everyone's trying to scramble up the walls, and all it's doing is making the hole worse. That's where the Redskins are. And you and guys like you that have seen it happen and are looking at this team now, objectively evaluating the club, going, hey, they're in a better place, which they are, by the way. They're in a better place than they've been. Do you care? Fans said, yeah, but this 30 years, the expense, the hassle, it's caught up, man. It's caught up, and it's not fun anymore.
Yeah, it has caught up. And my point is, while I understand how it caught up, you can say, hey, this is 30 years taking its toll, and I'll say correct. Mm-hmm. And I can also say it's still a really bad look on a Sunday when you don't go to games. And it's still
It looks bad.
It's not good for this fan base. It doesn't – like, we can't sit here and have this conversation like the Redskins have the best fans in the NFL when – their stadium is empty all the time. It's hard to have both of those conversations. Now, that doesn't mean I'm blaming you. I'm not saying that you should just keep taking the beating. The Redskins might be at fault here and mm-hmm. probably are.
Yeah.
Culpable for this. But I think we still need to have the conversation that in other places when teams are 4-6 and playing like the Redskins are and losing to really, really good teams and almost knocking off the best in the league week in and week out, stadiums aren't empty at the halfway point of the year. Division games. They're just not. Let's open up the Hadid Carpet Cleaning listener lines next. 800-636-1067 is the number. 800-636-1067. Again, it's the Hadid Carpet Cleaning listener lines. Question we're asking you, what should we expect from the atmosphere at FedEx on Sunday? Go back a couple weeks ago, Vikings fans just about outnumbered Redskins fans.
Oh, yeah.
And that was coming off of the win of the year against Seattle, with a lot of football left on the schedule, and there was really no good excuse that day for that. Now it's Thanksgiving. The Giants, who have so many fans in this area, and tickets are on sale for $7 online. I'm expecting this to be somewhat embarrassing on national television. Is that fair or not? Grant and Danny on the Fan.
Comfort and savings. Comfort and savings. That's what Window Nation wants to offer you. I went with Window Nation. Grant went with Window Nation. I don't pay anything for utility bills almost every month. It's amazing. I love it. It's so awesome. My home increased its value. I got a tax credit. Everything about it is so terrific. And now, Window Nation wants to give you a terrific Black Friday sale. Get 50% off any style window, size, and color. Plus, call before Cyber Monday, and Window Nation will pay your entire heating bill for the whole winter, GP.
That's crazy. Hundreds, even thousands in savings on that part of the deal. Plus, don't sweat financing. Zero money down, zero payments, 0% financing until 2019. You got to save all that well-earned money to splurge on the family and friends this holiday. Window Nation's gift to you. Stay warm for free as Window Nation expert installers work room by room to install your new windows. Call them. It's Window Nation's number is 866-90-NATION. 866-90-NATION. 50% off, zero down, zero payments, zero interest until 2019. Plus, pay zero heating bills this winter. Call 866-90-NATION today or go to windownation.com.
Tell them Grant and Danny sent you on Window Nation for your home because it's where you live.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.